The ad cites changes in Medicaid eligibility for senior citizens that would disqualify some from using Medicaid to pay for nursing home care if they've made any charitable contributions.
Greens vote to cut health care will deny nursing home care to thousands. Congressman Green needs to get his priorities straight.
Advocates for the elderly say the Medicaid changes will make it tough on many seniors for whom nursing homes are the last resort for long-term health care. Tom Frazier heads the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups.
If they're told that, oh, sorry, you gave some money to your church 3 years ago, you're not eligible. If that's the last resort and that's not a resort, what are they going to do?
The union ads start running this week. In response, Green released a statement saying he won't be swayed by liberal special interest groups to vote against the budget cuts. They're part of the Deficit Reduction Act that Green says will trim $39 billion in federal spending over the next 5 years. But UW Green Bay political science professor Michael Kraft says there's a logic to the union's plans to target Green. He says Green's current run for governor could force him to court more moderate voters.
As long as he's a member of Congress in the 8th Congressional District, he could have a conservative Republican voting record that probably would not harm him. But running for governor, it's harder to defend a lot of his votes because he's running you have a statewide electorate that's less conservative.
Kraft also points to recent polls that show Republicans have lost support from senior citizens because of their efforts to reform Social Security and the confusion surrounding the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. The budget bill the unions hope the ads will help defeat is scheduled to go to the House floor on February 1st. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.